Thank you, co-chair. Thank you, Njokor. So my name is Erik Salminen. I'm working at the Water Convention Secretariat, and I have been also working and involved in the development of the publication Good Practices and Lessons Learned in Transboundary Data Sharing. As Njokor said, this is one of the key objectives of the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment today and tomorrow, to gather feedback on the draft publication. So I am excited to be here and looking forward to your active participation in this item. Next slide, please. I'll start with a brief background on this publication. So during the ninth meeting of the parties in 2021, the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment was entrusted to collect good practices and lessons learned in transboundary data sharing and synthesize them into a publication. Then a year later, during the fourth joint meeting of the working groups on IWRM and monitoring and assessment, the outline of the publication as well as the case study template were approved. The purpose of the publication is to collect good practices and lessons learned, including real global examples of challenges and solutions for transboundary data sharing. This has been done through the collection of case studies, through workshops and meetings, through reporting under the Water Convention and SDG Indicator 652, as well as other projects and work under the Convention. It's important to note that the publication is not intended as a handbook, as it does not provide detailed instructions on the development of monitoring programs or data sharing, but instead the aim is to provide food for thought and inspiration towards their development. The recommendations presented in the publication are not meant to be comprehensive or universally applicable, rather supportive and based on the ground experience. There's no one size fits all solution, but the publication provides an opportunity to learn from experiences in different contexts. Next slide, please. Regarding the process so far and a little bit towards the future, as I mentioned, it started with the ninth meeting of the parties. Afterwards, a draft outline of the publication was prepared for the expert meeting on monitoring, assessment and data exchange in April 2022. The outline was approved at the joint working group on IWRM and monitoring and assessment, after which we proceeded to collect over 60 case studies from all over the world through an open call as well as regional workshops. The first draft was compiled for the expert meeting on good practices and lessons learned in transboundary data exchange in April 2023, during which the draft was reviewed by 38 experts. The structure of the publication was validated, and we received commitments for additional case studies and lessons learned. Now we are here. A second draft has been developed, and it will be under review by the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment. And one of the key objectives of this meeting is to also work on the key messages of the publication. Once this is done, we will continue finalizing the publication with the aim to have it approved from the joint meeting of the Working Group on IWRM and Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment in May 2024, and finally launch the publication at the 10th meeting of the parties in Slovenia in October 2024. I think these steps very clearly highlight the participatory process when drafting the publication so far, and we will continue this moving forward. Next slide, please. So here you will see the structure of the second draft of the publication. It consists of nine chapters, as well as the key messages and an annex, which is a matrix of the lessons learned and case studies. This second draft has been translated into French, Russian and Spanish, with all of the versions available on the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment dedicated webpage. The structure of the publication is inspired by the logical steps in data sharing as described in the updated strategies for monitoring and assessment of transboundary rivers, lakes and groundwaters, starting with the monitoring and assessment context and subsequently describing the various elements of developing data sharing. In each chapter, you will find case studies and lessons learned. There are also short narrative paragraphs to illustrate the chapters, but the objective was to refrain from too much narrative text, which in essence has already been captured in the updated strategies, and instead focus on these real-life examples and their interlinkages. Next slide, please. So having a look at the case studies and lessons learned, we have in total 43 lessons learned in the publication, which are based on 62 case studies. You will see a pie chart reflecting the global nature of the case studies. So we have 16 provided from Africa, 12 from Asia, 23 from Europe, 3 from North America, as well as 8 from South America. To be clear, a lesson learned is described as a recommendation about a certain concept or approach that has proven to be beneficial or effective as derived from practical experience in a specific situation. A good practice is a case situation in which certain concepts or approaches prove to be beneficial or effective in a particular concept. Context, sorry. It's good to note that each case study refers to several lessons learned. You will see one example here on the screen from the first case study. So after each case study, we have listed the lessons learned that are covered. And this is important to note to understand that the whole story comes from the interlinkages of the case studies and the lessons learned. This is also why we have developed the matrix, which showcases each lesson learned covered by each case study. Next slide, please. Finally, I'm afraid to name anyone because I will surely forget someone, but already at this stage, I would like to thank everyone who has been involved. So especially the case study providers, which includes countries, organizations, academia, and experts. All the experts in several meetings and workshops we have held, and all the countries providing comments, as well as all of you participants in these intergovernmental meetings. A special thanks needs to be said, given to the Netherlands for providing us with the lead consultant, Jos Timmerman, who has been instrumental in developing the publication. In case you have not seen it, feel free to download or even print the draft publication. It will be useful for you in the upcoming sessions. And I suggest to at least have a look before we continue working on it tomorrow. Next slide, please.